Every day we face situations that can push us into the red zone. Bad drivers, out-of-control kids, or a boss who's riding you hard, just to name a few. But do we have to get angry, or can we make choices to keep our feelings in check? Lynn Toler wields the gavel on TV's Divorce Court. She says there are ways to think our way out of the most challenging emotional situations. It's a concept she calls emotional acuity, and she says it can keep you centered under the most trying of circumstances. Now, Judge Toler is going to join us every other week as a regular contributor. We're going to pick her brain on topics that she knows plenty about: family, family law, criminal justice, mental health. Judge Toler's with us now to talk about ways to take control of our emotions and our lives. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too.
So explain, what exactly is mental acuity?
Emotional acuity is the ability to think your way through how you feel. And it is a response to the immediate response by a practiced process. We spend a lot of time learning these days about math and numbers and figures and English, and we don't take a lot of time to learn how to feel and to feel appropriately, to pick the emotions that we are going to have. And our emotional preparation tends to be a very haphazard thing. And what emotional acuity is the deliberate and purposeful development of emotional skills, which I think often has more to do with how well you do in a circumstance than the information that you have.
Well, why don't you give me an example? I'll give you something in my own life, you know, that I struggle with, which is sometimes I am, you know, I'm a bit on the weak side when it comes to controlling my eating habits, and I'm an emotional eater. What would you say, you know, if someone is going, and that's not a criminal offense, but it's certainly not healthy, if you're someone who keeps walking down the same emotional road over and over again, what do you do about that? What's the emotional acuity that you have to apply there?
First, you have to start way before you get upset. You have to start at the door of the grocery store. When you go in there, you have a list, and that list will be a list of all of the good things that you need to have in your house. None of the chips, none of the stuff that you love, because you on that day are going to decide you're going to control your emotions, you're going to control how you eat, and you only bring that home. Then you give it voice. I gave mine voice. I went through that myself. On the refrigerator, and I put a picture of me when I was thin and me afterwards. What do you really want to do? And actually put that on the refrigerator that I had to see. The combination of those two things, having made a decision at the grocery store door only to bring those things in the house that I need to eat and will not eat outrageously, and then having that reminder on the refrigerator door, that is preparing you. That's the process that you go through, so the emotion of the moment doesn't get ahead of you because you're already prepared for it.
Let's talk about things that are much more serious. There are issues like, you know, assault and battery that happen between family members when emotions are out of control. That's a whole magnitude of seriousness, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of it in your work over time. How do you deal with people who really can be violent and criminal when they let their emotions get away from them?
Often I saw that in a municipal court, and often I was seeing a lot more intergenerational domestic violence, sons and fathers, sons and mothers, a whole lot of abuse going on. And what I found is I would have families that would repeat, come to my court over and over again. And what I found is that they were in what I called high-volume households. The emotional level is already at a keen pitch every morning. And in order to get heard, in order for you to believe that you're going to be heard, you have to take it up. So it gets ratcheted up all day long. There has to be someone in the house who decides we are going to deal with each other one day when nobody's excited about anything and talk about what's going on. And when I had mothers in there that were like that and parents in there like that, I said, don't address any issue of any significance while you are angry. Walk out and leave. You have moments of calm. That's when you talk about the first thing, which is the emotional atmosphere in the house, because it's usually a high-volume household, and you, no one ever talks about their emotional atmosphere. What's going on? Why is everybody so crazy? What's happening here? And as you talk about it, you talk those things through, And it's a process. There's no one conversation that's going to resolve everything. But it's a matter of meeting it where you live, and that's in your emotional house.
Just very, very briefly, we're starting a month-long series on mental health. If you either are or know someone who has mental health issues, does that change the equation of how you can deal with these issues?
Absolutely. There are some things that you cannot change by attitude, process, or procedure. You can help the people around the person who has mental illness by process and procedure and learning to deal with their chaotic attitude or what's going on. But you have to know when to holler for help, which means you have to not to be afraid or embarrassed to get assistance. Therapy, whatever you need to do, go get it.
Well, Judge, it's great to talk to you. We look forward to having you on again.
Okay, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of the nationally syndicated TV show Divorce Court. She's also the author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius.